The Czech food rating app Food Group aims to disrupt the industry by giving consumers the power to evaluate every product on the grocery store shelf with the mere touch of a button. At the most basic level, this means the quality-to-cost ratio, whether it's worth paying more for a certain brand. Down the road, the Food Group app will rate products on over 70 parameters, from their organic makeup, eco-footprint, and impact on food security, to even what kind of grass milk cows are eating. So says founder and CEO Petr Václavek.
So the project is called Food Group, and if I should describe it in one sentence, it would be that what actually Google did to internet, we are doing to the food market. Information about the foodstuffs that is available on the markets. If I give you 6 different yogurts, you will probably be under an impression that you will be able to sort them out according to quality or according to health or according to anything. But if I'll tell you that you only know a fraction of maximum 20% of the available information, then you will see you'll be influenced, in fact, by marketing, by PR, by other people's opinions. It's not based on the real information, but what's behind it. And the deeper you go, the more secrets you find out and more sort of correlated, you know, bonds you actually find out. And someone needs to basically disrupt it, first of all. By disruption, I mean totally disrupt the cover and let the light in. Food is essential, basic part of our lives, and we should know. I mean, we should know, right? Today, if I give you a product, I put some special name on it, give it a new packaging, I do some extra promotion, and you'll think it's a super quality stuff. And in fact, you'll find out that it's ordinary stuff, and you just pay extra 30-40% just because of the marketing. So what we are bringing, we took all the information that is available at the moment. We took the legislative, we took several experts from several universities and different institutions, and together we are working on a collaborative platform that's going to index the whole market and put things in order in a certain hierarchy and certain range.
And how did the project get started? What was the impetus for it? Was there a particular product, maybe you don't want to name names, but some comparison that led to outrage or inspiration?
My inspiration as a founder, it's actually funny because I'm not a food freak, you know, someone who's really looking into some healthy stuff. And my original inspiration and trigger is that I always kind of put together things, you know, existing points, connect them into a new kind of form that's going to bring something extra.
Originally from Prague, Petr Václavek has lived in several major European cities, London, Amsterdam, Gothenburg and Basel, as well as in Kuwait City, working on local and global marketing projects, as well as on tech startups. He recently came into the Czech public eye for his work on the grassroots campaigns of Marek Hilscher, a young doctor who lost a bid for the presidency last year, but who won a seat in the Senate this autumn. While not a programmer himself, Mr. Václavek well understands the power of big data, and with Food Group will draw on vast amounts of information on food producers and raw material suppliers, quantifying and evaluating much that you wouldn't find in the small print on labels, such as a product's eco footprint. All of that will go into Food Group's complex food rating index, now being developed in cooperation with the Third Medical Faculty of Charles University in Prague.
The project is actually divided into 4 phases. Phase 1 is we come with a global food rating index. We'll be indexing each market in Europe first, then we go US, we go India, we go China. Basically what we need is the information, the ingredients. We need the identification, which is the EAN, the barcode of it, and some sort of centralized database with information in terms of nutrition, you know, in terms of how the producers do it, what additives are in there, etc., etc. For the basic index, this is absolutely enough. Later on, we will be taking into consideration more and more parameters, up to 70, some things like eco print, the peace index, you know, the palm oil tree crisis, whatever, you name it. It's actually endless number of issues that is somehow connected with the food production these days. So step by step, we will be uncovering kind of and going deeper and deeper in the understanding how things are actually done and how they should be somehow be mentioned in the number, in the final rating. And the number will be getting more and more accurate as we will get more and more data from different sources in the future.
Mm-hmm. As you say, it's now in the beta stage, mm-hmm. and you're looking for a rollout in January.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly how many people are testers mm-hmm. out there mm-hmm. collecting this information, if it's a kind of crowdsourced right. data right. source thing?
We worked basically for the past 6 months on, we were just learning how to read the databases, how to translate them into the technology, and how to basically make the formula that a simple number comes out of it, and the number, you know, tells you exactly what it is all about. We have currently a functionable prototype, which is right now on my mobile phone, where you can easily scan any barcode related to food, and it will show you the number. This is the front end, this is the application, what you see. In the meantime, our technology people are working on the back end, which means databases, and which means the final tweaking of the formula together with the experts, you know, to so that the numbers basically come out clearly and bearing the information that the consumer needs to know. Mm. Actually, we are going to do the same for the pet food later on, and what is also interesting for cosmetics, because the principles are pretty much the same. And I think cosmetics, actually, along with food, is one of the biggest businesses that are not disrupted yet. People pretty much rely on brands, and they don't really know what's behind it. So that's in the next stage. And what is also very nice, I like it very much, we will come with the new ratio, because today you have lots of price comparison sites, but nobody compares it with the performance, with the quality, or with the overall rating. So we will come with a new ratio, which will say, okay, for this price, this quality is great ratio, actually. It's a good deal. Although the quality might be shitty and the price might be low, if you understand. But in some cases, we'll find out that it's a scam, actually, because the quality is very low or the rating is very low, but the price is very high. So we will even come with a new sort of information, new paradigm towards the consumers that will compare the actual performance with the price.
And on the European level, this is interesting, especially for Czechs and other consumers, let's say, to the east of Brussels, because often we find a product, exact same name, exact same look, mm-hmm. and different quality from country to country, which has made Czech yeah. consumers and yeah. politicians quite angry. This is
it
part
is.
Of...
It is. Actually, we want to bring this application to EU, to introduce it to the EU commissioners, who are actually in charge of the, they call it double quality of food, because same brand, basically produced in, let's say, Germany, they say, has a much bigger quality than the same brand produced here in Czech Republic. It's a huge issue, especially, as you say, in the Central European markets. And we want to have this application as an independent tool, even for the, you know, EU commissioners and EU people, basically scanning the two codes, and immediately you find out if it's true or not. And you will see an objective information. You will see the details. You will find out where exactly, what's wrong with it, and so on.
Okay, so in the very initial stages, you'll get a rating, like you say, a value rating,
exactly.
price for
exactly.
quality.
Exactly.
And later on here, I see on your site, it says tailor-made uh-huh. Food. Uh-huh. So, for example, someone who's particularly concerned about fair trade uh-huh. or organic
phase,
products
yeah.
or this, they can...
But also health-related, you know. Mm-hmm. For example, if you're lacto intolerant, you will be able to put that information in, and immediately you get an offer which is right for you, basically. So you can do even intolerance tests that will basically help you to shape your lifestyle profile. And we want to come with a deal. We already are negotiating with several e-commerce food e-commerces, actually, where we want to bring a tailored stuff, you know. So by other words, you can do shopping for your family, and there will be a bag with your name on it, which will contain only stuff which is good for you, if I can keep it that simple. And that's not only about the food, it's also about the supplements, everything related to basically health and healthy lifestyle.
This will be free for consumers. Mm-hmm. You will monetize mm-hmm. it in a different way.
Absolutely.
How do you expect to make money?
This will stay free of any kind of advertising and marketing forever, absolutely, because this has to become a clear, independent, absolutely trustworthy, transparent stuff from day zero. So what we will be having is a series of in-app purchases where you can buy those filters. So, for example, we have Miloš Korpil, who is one of the biggest running celebrities here. Miloš has his community of runners, and we will have filter Eat with Miloš, right, where he will be recommending what people who believe in him should eat. and immediately the application will take the selection and make it according to his philosophy. Or you can follow any kind of doctor or any kind of diet, low lacto-free, gluten-free, whatever. So you'll be basically able to do a little in-app purchases, which will be about euro or two, which is a paid thing for the consumer, but relatively simple. And it's going to be connected directly to the e-commerce, where we will be obviously getting some affiliate fee from the e-commerces, from the customers that we will bring. We are also in the phase 4 planning to start with the verification of food and the foodstuffs origin. We will start with the smaller producers, let's say local, alcohol maker, who I know is really honest guy and he has nothing to hide, but in other words, we will get together with him, follow the process, make everything transparent, how he makes it. And eventually he's going to make an independent test of the ingredients and stuff. And if everything goes well and the test will say, yeah, all what they say is there and we have all the information, we will store everything in blockchain so it's not, manipulated by anyone. And we will give them a little tick, that's the blue tick, from Facebook actually, which means that this particular product is verified. It doesn't mean it's good or bad quality. It means it's verified. Everything they say about it is true. And you can find the related information in the blockchain, which I think can be a very positive inspiration towards other producers, because they will see this. Obviously, this will mean the product will score slightly better than the others because it's transparent. Eventually, I believe this is going to do the sort of positive change within the producers, to be more transparent, more open, because that's in the end what we need to have. Mm-hmm. We are currently creating the food rating index. We are following the Health 2020 National Strategy for Health and Protection, which one part of it says actually that people should be aware of what they are eating and they should be aware of the information related to the food production, etc. Today, practically everything is undercover, everything is kept in secret. If you go to a store, retail, and you ask things like, where is this bread coming from, they will not be able to tell you because everything is kept big secret, and there is no really reason. I mean, we just need to know. We just need to know what we are eating and where it comes from, and et cetera, et cetera. So this project is taking into consideration, as I said, up to 70 parameters so far. Not only the traditional or classical things like composition and additives and production and the source of the raw materials, So I think in a few years we'll be asking questions like, what exactly is the cow eating, the cow that you use the milk for the chain of milk and meat production later on? What is the cow eating in summer? What is the cow eating in winter? We will be going as far as this to the primary kind of source in order to understand and map and basically disrupt the thing as it is today. We will literally see into the pedigree of each product, because you will see the details and you understand why and how exactly is the product scoring. And you can obviously compare, because easily you can take 6 products, scan, and immediately you'll see which scores the best.
Right. If you were to look at the small print on the product labeling,
you don't have to, because that's what we are doing. That's what we are doing. We are reading the stuff, and basically all you have to do, as you can see in this application, to just open the scanner here, scan any sort of barcode of a product, and it will immediately tell you the number. As you see, it will immediately show you the color, which is from green, which is good, to dark red, which is bad. And you will be able even to open this and understand the very, very detail of each sort of subcategory that scores in the final number.
Without naming names, I see there's a beer here that's got a 53% rating, which is kind of questionable. Mm-hmm. Can you already say what's the concern there?
Not at the moment, because as you see, the numbers here are still in the progress. The backend is still kind of final tweaking. We are going to launch the internal beta testing in about 2-3 weeks. We already have hundreds of registered users who want to become internal beta testers. We will test with them actually 2 things, with the numbers and the coverage of the database, because we can launch it without, at least 80% of the market coverage, otherwise it doesn't make sense. So these will be the 2 parameters. Currently what you see here is basically work in progress, so I cannot comment anything about it. Later you will see those differences in colors and you will see the details, so I'll be able to tell you
what's wrong or what's right.
We can try actually. Let's something from the fridge.
Okay.
So let's say we have a milk here. Mm-hmm. We take the milk, and all this you don't have to read because it's already taken into consideration like this. Here we go. See? Mm-hmm. Immediately you see the number, you will see the number in the category, and you will see the details which will be clickable, openable. You will see how the things score. If we had other milks here, we would compare very quickly 2-3 milks, and it would show you immediately the
one at a time. Or
well, actually, if you do, I think, let me try this, it will show you the result, and then you take it again, click it, and same thing. This one is, for example, not in the database, but something new. Mm-hmm. We're still connecting databases, so you can even report the missing product. So you can just take the picture, or we will add it in the database and take it into the index.
And the January rollout will be in the Czech Republic, but also in English?
In Czech. In Czech, for the Czech people, we obviously start with the market we know the best. And we already work on the German market. We want to quickly expand to the German-speaking countries and then the rest of Europe. We are relatively fine because the legislative is everywhere the same or very similar. So we are pretty much able to harvest and process and index the data relatively quickly. We then just translate the application and roll it out in other countries. So relatively quick expansion.